If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
So, as always, our celebrity news reader has skipped the show today.
Of course.
Mr. Nyati.
Of course.
Celebrity news reader.
We have a guest in the studio that I met when she was like 8 or 7 at a spa in Lyndhurst.
Really?
You know, life is what? What's the word?
The world is small.
Look at her, like
all grown up.
Not so small anymore.
I was actually buying
cardboard for my project, and I saw Glenn, and I was like, oh my goodness, I have to get his autograph. My sister's like, not on my cardboard, it's not gonna happen. So the spa owner, I think his name was Peter. He printed me from the
cash register,
and I got that little piece of paper, and I was
So you got your autograph.
I got my autograph.
Where is it now?
Will I feel?
You're wasting people's time. You're wasting people's time.
So today on Make It Make Sense, South Africans were up in arms, and we were shocked when we were told that we only have one printing machine for the licenses?
For the license cards, yeah, for the license cards. And it broke down a couple of years ago, and they had to go take people out of retirement. I think it was in Germany, if I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. They had to take people out of retirement to come fix the machine. Now it looks like it's happened again.
I never thought that we have only one machine, because I have to be honest, every time when I applied for a driver's license, I would get it timeously, you know, like within 2 weeks. And I never thought that we only have one. Where is this? Where's this machine?
That's why Mpoy's there.
So there is light at the end of the tunnel. Sure. South Africa's only driving license card printing machine is operational again. The Department of Transport confirmed all of this last week that the card printer was back up and running after this 3-month outage that hit in February. But this outage, of course, has caused significant backlog in cards being processed, with almost, we're talking over 740,000 applications waiting in the queue. And the department is saying that it's going to be extending office hours to address this backlog. And it's possibly going to take about 40 to 53 days to clear that backlog. Mm. And it said that it's excluding the addition of any new card applications. So if you think that you can now apply, you're going to be an extension of the over 740,000 applications waiting to queue. But we are going to be getting some clarity now, because a lot of questions, a lot of confusion, as we get Colin Msibi, who's the national spokesperson for the Department of Transport, on the line. Colin, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, and good afternoon.
This has caused a massive headache and a lot of questions up in the air. How long could it possibly take for the nearly 750,000 applicants to get their driver's license cards? There's a lot of frustration, and people are hoping to get some clarity.
Well, first of all, let me say that I see you've just mentioned some days. I think it's 40 to 50 days for people to get their licenses in terms of the backlog. Let me correct that. We haven't issued a statement where we've mentioned such days. Secondly, I think it's important to mention that while the machine has been fixed, we are cautiously optimistic about it. This is an old machine since 1998. So it simply means that we always have to be cautious that anything can happen. And we are investing much of our time on finding an interim solution. In other words, a solution which is outside of this machine. So that's what we are preoccupied with at the moment. So in terms of the backlog, we are going to update the nation on a monthly basis in terms of what's happening with that. Mm-hmm. So when we fix the machine, we give it time a bit so that we don't make it perform at its maximum after we've just fixed it, because a lot can go wrong there. So the first few weeks we're going to be doing that. Once we are quite confident about the machine and the fixing, so we're then going to maximize the performance of the machine and probably work the 18-hour shift. So So we, in a shift about 8 hours, we were able to do about 7,000 licenses, the cards. And then in a shift of 18 hours, it's about 14,000 to 19,000 cards. So in a week, you're looking at about 120 cards. So you can make your math, do your math there. But we are saying that we've been down this road before, and we're able to reduce the backlog sooner than what we put as a deadline. So we're hoping even this time around, we should be able to do so.
Ndadam Sibi, just to chip in, I mean, the question on everybody's mind, what is the problem with getting a new machine? What is the problem with making or manufacturing a new machine for South Africans that can be more reliable? Because if you are saying that this is an old machine, you guys have all the facts. You know where the machine is struggling. You know that this machine has been problematic before. You've said we've been down this road before. Do we want to be third time lucky and be down this road before again? Why are we just not getting a new machine or actually building one if that's what it takes?
To be honest, we've already started that process of getting another machine, new machine. We went to cabinet in 2022 where it was approved that we can be able to procure a new machine and appoint a service provider to do so. And then in November 2022, we went out on tender. We couldn't find a suitable service provider. We went back again in 2023. So that process brought us up to last year, August, where we appointed a service provider. But unfortunately, the Auditor General, when they audited, they found that there were some irregularities when it comes to the processes that we followed. So with those irregularities, a decision was taken, because you know South African culture. The moment you appoint a company, when there's question marks or a cloud hanging over that company or a process, you are likely to be litigated. So a decision was made by the minister to say, let's rather go to court, so that the court makes what we call a declaratory order to say you should proceed with this company or not. So that's where we are. We're trying to find a new machine. So once that process is done with the court, we should be able to proceed in trying to get new machines with backup. Obviously, you're quite right. It's factual that there's only one machine at the moment. And I think that was a decision made in 1998. But with this new process that we started, there's going to be a backup. There's going to be more machines in place.
The big question, I suppose, for drivers whose licensed discs are about to expire, what do they do if they get pulled over in a roadblock and their licenses have expired and they can't even get a new one?
We've said, I think there's two processes. One, if your license is about to expire, it's better that you go to the center to go in and renew. And you must keep your receipt. If you have your receipt and your expired license, you are in the clear. But if your license has already expired, all we are saying is that you should apply for a temporary license, because already you are illegal on the road. So rather just get a temporary license so that we are safe. So those are the two options that we have. But of course, we are quite optimistic that we're going to move faster in terms of the production of the machine, of the car. I mean, you said it quite correctly. While we deal with the backlog, there's more applications that are coming in. So we've got to balance the two, new applications, but also the backlog. Mm-hmm. And hence, it takes a bit longer to deal with the backlog, because you can't then park the new licenses that are coming in, the applications, while you focus on the backlog. So we've got to do both at the same time.
You were correcting me to say that the days are perhaps not so accurate when I mentioned that it could take 40 to 53 days to clear the backlog. You've spoken about 120 cards being processed per week and said, you know, to do the maths. I'm going to ask you to do the maths. How long will it take in terms of the days to clear this backlog as you foresee the day-to-day processes?
To be honest, the reason why we didn't announce a deadline in terms of when we're going to deal with the backlog, it is mainly because we want to see the performance of the machine. And that is why I'm saying in the next month or 4 weeks or so from now, we should be able to come out and say by this date, we'll be able to have finished printing the outstanding cards that we have. But until we are quite confident about the performance of the machine. So hence, at this point, we cannot say that it would be 30 to 40 days or it would be 3 or 4 months. So we need to first see if this machine is going to be able to take us there. And then that's when we can be able to announce the date.
Thank you very much. All eyes will definitely be on you, Mr. Colin Mcebe, National Spokesperson for the Department of Transport. Just bringing us up to speed.
Arfet Tenderlis Kumba, we are ready to print these.
Yeah, but let us have print Sing I print access I uncle to Tinebra Colin. Ah, man, I'm an angle.
Shouldn't be this hard, no?
Oh, don't
Thank you so much.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So my license card expired in March, but I went there in Feb because I knew I didn't expect this. One machine in the whole country.
It's so sad that all our SOEs are reactive instead of being proactive. If the machine was bought in 1998, couldn't they put measures in place to have a second one maybe 5 years later, taking into account that there's new people that would basically want to have licenses. So each and every 5 years, have a new machine regularly available so that we don't have to have glitches like this.
Since there is so many issues with the machinery of printing driver's license, why is it not possible then for us to rather look at digital, going digital? Would that not serve a better purpose?
Like, I'm laughing, but this is not a laughing matter. I have a feeling that a few years to come, another person from Kaya will be interviewing another person. This one would have moved to another portfolio, and the other one will be blaming this one. There'll be another court case, and another person appointed. Whoever's going to be appointed will, like, that's how this thing goes. Sometimes our democracy is overrated. You would wish you can have that a decision maker dictate, this is what I want, you appointed, do this. Done.
Really? In 2025, we still have a separate card for driving, a separate card for ID, separate card for Pick and Pay and stuff like those. Where we have stuff such as technology where we can incorporate it in an app or even use one card. Even back then, the ID book had pages for your driving license endorsement, for your gun, for everything. But now you must carry 20 cards in 2025. It makes no sense for me. I think they should relook this whole issue and try to assist us, because what's going on right now, it's really inconveniencing a whole lot of people. Some people who are relying mostly on driving, they are really, really suffering right now due to this problem.
You know what I don't understand is that this is 27 years. 27 years using one machine.
Yeah.
For 27 years. Mm-hmm. So every day we have Google here. We have people that are working in business telling us this amount of cars that have been bought in 1 month. Chinese companies are bringing their cars to South Africa. They're telling almost every day. It's telling about my license. Look at the traffic right now. These people that are driving cars. We have one machine for 27 years.
Yeah.
And we're like, ooh, we didn't see the need maybe to have another one.
Yeah, and it's just shocking. It's also very irresponsible of the Department of Transport, because now they can't even punish people that genuinely don't go to renew their licenses. And renewing licenses primarily for one effort. Can you still see? Because they don't retest you. It's not like you get there and you retake your driving license. But you have an eye test because they want to confirm that you can actually see on the road. Now, if they are not renewing all these people, and even if they come, they test whether they pass or not, it doesn't matter because they can't even print. It's just ridiculous what's happening at the Department
and
of
we have
Transport.
Made it okay to drive around with a receipt now. Now, we're not driving around with your driver's license. You're driving around with a receipt with the traffic department, where you own the license and but you have a receipt that you're still waiting for. And we've made it okay. Yeah.
So what I find interesting is that this machine broke down in Feb and they were They still allowed people to apply. Knowing that it's broken down. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, yesterday I was actually checking which country on the continent has the most cars. South Africa is number two.
Shucks,
after Nigeria. Look at the population of Nigeria. The population of Nigeria is like about 220 million. Mm. We are about 62 million in South Africa. So Nigeria is actually number one with 13.52 million cars. South Africa is close to them with 13.48 million cars. South Africa is number two on the continent.
With almost a third of the population here in
100%,
Nigeria.
Yes.
And one machine.
Absolutely, yeah. We have one machine. We are number
the Department
two.
Of Transport is playing games. They're playing games. They're playing games. They're playing games.
So if no one is asking them questions, if we don't have the likes of Upra Kolenem Sibu, the national spokesperson for the Department of Transport, here on the show to account, that means Ngahlalamos as a country without even knowing that the machine is actually broken.
And you know, kudos for him for taking our call, but even he does not have the answers. Guys, we still need to check if the machine is working before we can give stats. But again, before we can give ET, it will be the backlog. We are still in court, so we can't tell you when we can buy a new machine. We are still.
You know what's going to be worse now? We're going to overwork the machine. The one machine that we have, we're going to overwork it with an 18-hour shift that we are planning now as the Department of Transport to say, oh, we can actually work for 18 hours using this machine. I go for foot machine.
Ufile.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Hey, I'm asking you, man. I have my license. Man. Seriously. And thanks for the information, Buffett. I didn't know how to go about it. I have my expired disc. Thanks for the information. And I have a PDP now. You say at least the information is right.
Yes, Ikaya, I was hoping you would ask how much is this machine that makes the whole country come to a stop. And what is a lead time?
Ah, millions,
we
my guy.
We did try.
I'm sure it's millions, my guy. Hence, we're saying, I'm sure people are fighting for this tender. It's a big tender.
But at the same time, it's not like we don't have millions to buy that machine. We do.
Because
if you sell 1.8 billion to Treasury,
there's a million somewhere.
There's a million somewhere to buy the machine.
Where is it manufactured?
If I'm not lying, it's Germany. If I remember correctly, the last time when it broke down, it went to Germany to get fixed. That's why Kirabaile Babansabato out of retirement, because it's such an old machine. So the guys that were that actually manufactured the machine initially were now in retirement.
Oh, they happen to be German.
They happen to be German, and God, it was manufactured in German. But I do think that what's saddening is the fact that we can't manufacture this machine ourselves. That for me is like troubling my soul.
Oh, you have a soul gun?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a miracle. Anyway.
Make it make sense.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.